Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, man. We got Greg Allman, not Greg Allman, but Greg Allman, who writes for Fox Sports, their website, also Fox TV. He'll join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll go around the NFL with him. Right now, though, talking about the Falcons, it's Mike Johnson in for Carl Dukes on Dukes and Bill. Carl, we'll be back next week.
Big How are BK. You, Mike Bell?
I'm Mike Bell. Yeah. Coach Raheem got a kick out of it. Johnson. It's like Johnson. Why we say Divine Diablo. It just sounds like a name for like back in the day when, you know, when Tyler Perry was doing those shows at the Civic Center, Oren, like The Other Woman starring Divine Diablo. You know, it just kind of just rolls off the tongue. Hey man, the injury information, Kadarrell Hodge.
Divine Diablo.
All on one hot CD.
I love it, man. I love
that was
it.
The old joke we always joke around with. And Shamar Moore in The Other
you guys,
Woman.
Was Divine in with you guys during training camp?
Yeah.
Or was that any Randy?
Yeah, I came up with actually, we had him.
Divine Diablo.
I think it was after the Vikings game we had him in there, and we're talking about like designing a T-shirt. You know,
man,
with that
that's so good.
Little devil with a halo over it, Divine Diablo.
The more his star status rises in Atlanta, he's got to get that going.
Love this dude.
It's like
and
Bajan Mustardson.
But it goes back to where we're at with his team. Part of the reason he's here is the guy you picked to play linebacker, you know, before Nick Pitino, Troy Andersen, you know, probably not likely ever playing again for this team.
Yeah, you know what, and I'll say this too. You and I were just talking about the injury I had back in training camp, 12 years ago. I hate it for Troy Andersen. I think this is a defense he would really thrive in.
And
that's the unfortunate part.
He's a fast guy that can cover
good
receivers.
Athletic.
He brings the heat.
That
he, remember, he won the game against the Saints. That's where the you know we started wobbling offensively. That's a game where we didn't score an offensive touchdown. It was field goals
that,
and him.
Was it Kadarrell Hodge that had the special teams touchdown in that game?
Right.
I mean, that was one of the reasons.
The botched kick return.
Good
right.
stuff, man.
But like the guy, and look, you never want to root against because we interviewed him when he was a rookie, but availability, ability, you're not out
the
there.
The best ability is right. available, but I'm in a walking, look, I called a spade after the third injury in 4 years. I was like, you know what, man, I'd rather probably talk about it than rehab about it for a little bit. So here it is.
You're the often injured, just like you never want to be the troubled. Whenever that prefix, generally that's in sports, like the troubled Quentin Daly. You don't want to be that guy in the NBA when it's a prefix.
100%.
And that's 100%. The thing, the oft-injured Troy Andersen. So real quick on the injuries, what we got today from the Falcons, Kadarrell Hodge was good to go. Remember, he got benched for whatever he did wrong. A.J. Terrell has a neck, but he was able to go today. Caden Ellis with an elbow. He's also a little sick. And Chris Lindstrom, look, he's war dog. He's always good to go with a foot injury. Pitts was limited today with a knee. Jalen Walker's got a quad. Brandon Dorlus was out last week. He may be out this week with a groin. Leonard Floyd, resting, old guy stuff. Also for Jake Matthews. And Onyemata with the foot. And Drake is looks like he is out. He's already been ruled out from everything I've read.
I think the Brandon Dorlus one's a big one if he's able to be healthy. The news was already breaking earlier this week. They put Ben Bredesen, the left guard, on IR. Mike Jordan probably going to be the guy that goes for Tampa at left guard and can probably be had a little bit by Brandon Dorlus. Give him a little bit of that old shimmy shake he's shown a couple times this year, Mike. Some of the pass rush stunts and getting the backfield against Baker Mayfield, who has not taken off quite as much as he probably has been known to do with the shoulder injury. So that's one I'll be keeping my eye on all into the pregame tomorrow.
Mike Evans, I was talking to a buddy of mine down in Tampa, JP. He feels that Evans is going to go tomorrow night. He's questionable right now with a collarbone. The other wideout who's not Egbuka, because, you know, Godwin came back a few weeks ago, is McMillan. Cade Otton looks to be doubtful. He's been dealing with a knee injury. Tyke Smith with a neck injury. But Hassan Reddick is back, and Tristan Wirfs is good to go, it looks like.
I think Cade Otton is going to be an interesting one. Cade Otton on the, you know, for anybody that paid attention to Tampa, stretch run last year was on fire. I'm talking about 7, 8, 9 catches a game. Really hasn't been able to do what they thought he would do going into the year. You've seen the running backs take probably a bigger, part of that passing game. Cade Otton, obviously being a tight end, has kind of moved to the back. But 46 catches on the year for 430 yards, not having even as good of a year as, like, say, Kyle Pitts, right? So Cade Otton, a little bit of back burner. But as we all know, sometimes guys like that, they wait until the Falcons play to where they can really show up and go for like 100 yards on 8 catches. So we'll see.
Mike Johnson's filling in for Carl today. This hour of Dukes and Bell is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. That's markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Bunch of guys hit me up. Again, we had a late start today with our Christmas party today for the station. But a lot of guys asking me, have you seen what Ray McLeod put out on social media? Now, again, I like Ray. We had good interviews with him last year. I don't know what happened. He was dismissed by the team. If he was wising off, if he was upset about Ike Hilliard's dismissal, I've heard a lot of things about Ike Hilliard. I've been told I don't know what happened with Ike Hilliard.
Yeah.
And I don't. I just know that a coach fires a guy for performance issues, and the special teams coach stays on the team.
You don't really believe that.
No, of course not. No, it was a personal thing.
There's a tell-all book at some point, maybe 20 years down the road, where we're going to learn all about Ike Hilliard and Ray McLeod and probably even Kadarius Hodge from last week. There will be
but
something.
But it is interesting because a lot of this, you know, it's wide receivers, but special teams, something happened. Look, all I know is you were just a concussion protocol for Darnell Mooney aside. He was on pace to have 1,000 yards. You had 2,000-yard receivers last year, and that doesn't happen all the time. Yeah. So here's what Ray put out on social. It's a lot of stuff, so let me get through it. Past months have been one of the toughest battles emotionally and mentally I've dealt with in a long time, from taking the high road and letting stuff slide. But after isolating my mind, body, and spirit, I've learned understand that during moments of growth, God will test you. I have understanding that hatred on envy from others usually means your potential intimidates them. Embrace it. He goes, I have understanding that the devil may use other people to get in the way from the vision that God has for you. I have an understanding that you have to live in your vision, not your circumstances. He goes on to say that God always sheds light to the truth because it was never performance-based.
Yeah. I don't believe it was.
So there's...
It goes back to what we just said about Ike Hilliard.
I don't know where this starts. I mean, when the coach doesn't address it, other than to kind of gloss over it by saying it was performance-based, it immediately gets fans, gets people on the radio talking like, oh, what happened? I don't know. Ray was a nice piece, 670 yards, whatever it was, receiving last year. That's a career high for him. Feeling marginalized in this offense, the Carolina game, whatever happened in that game with the receivers not running crisp routes, that's the way it was initially explained to me. Ike gets got. If he's got a relationship with Ike, apparently, I think there's that famous video of everyone celebrating in the locker room and Ray literally looking like the guy who wants to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But this goes back to the culture of the Falcons. There's not been a lot of squeaky wheels on this team, if ever. I think the closest we came was a couple of years ago. Who was our old Swiss Army knife, number 84? Cordero Patterson.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And all he complained about was wanting the rock. It wasn't like, you know, this team doesn't work right or this or that. So I don't know if Ray's a little nuts. I don't know. You know, I know he's an emotional guy, and that's good. Emotion's part of football.
Big into fashion.
What do you make of this, if anything?
I don't know that there's anything to make of it. And you and I had this conversation yesterday, man. I've been able to sit in a ton of lockers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's a ton of personalities. We were just talking about the fact that, you know, a football locker room is a lot like any other business, man. Carol from accounting is crazy, right? You can't count on James from, from down the hall. It just, people are a little bit nuts. And to be honest, I think with the way the season has gone, it doesn't behoove Raheem at all to make a comment about anything that was going on. It was always going to be performance-based. Not only that, there's contractual obligations where, with coaches and players and everything, where you're going to keep your lips sealed. There is no – because people in the end, and this is not me covering for Raheem in the slightest way, but people in the end don't care about anything other than wins and losses, right? If they think Ray can win the game for them
– they're not going to cut him.
They don't care. Look, and the fans the same way. If you're a fan and you think Ray McLeod could win football games for you, do you care if Ray McLeod slapped Raheem's mother? No, you don't care.
Right.
Just want to know what his output is on Sunday. So there comes a point in these relationships where you have to cut bait and move on from it. It doesn't work on a professional level, but people don't want to hear about Carol from accounting, right? They just want to hear about what's Carol's numbers and did she get it done and get in the end zone on Sunday.
And one thing for certain, and we've seen this, and I've got a chance, as you said, Mike, being an NFL locker room as a player, me covering it, we've seen guys that are outgoing, there's varying levels of every different background, and guys who don't want to talk to the media. Then there's guys that are just plain bat crazy. I know that's not politically correct.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Saw Ray Edwards quit on this team in 2012. Craziest damn thing I ever saw. I mean, you want to talk about a guy with a body by Tarzan or a body by Fisher. That's an old car reference for guys who know GM. Yeah. But this guy was built like a blank house and just didn't have the Valentine. Yeah. And to a lesser extent, Vic was kind of that guy too. But getting back to Ray, the only reason it's pertinent or it's interesting to a lot of fans is we've got a bunch of wide receivers who can't do their job.
Can't do their job.
We've got a bunch of wide receivers who on their best day can't put up what Ray put up last year being third banana. You know, behind Darnell Mooney and certainly Drake London. So that's why when your wide receiver core sucks and everyone knows without Drake you're lost at sea and Pitts is better but still an effort to get him the rock in the red zone and still doesn't translate to touchdowns. When a guy who had a bunch of scores, I think it was four touchdowns. I'm saying it was 650 yards. I'm going to look it up right now because I don't want to be wrong on this. But Darnell, if Darnell's, a nut, or Darnell's maybe got a leg to stand on here because he saw some things that were wrong with this offense and he complained about it. Coaching staff told him to get lost. I don't know. That's what some fans, Mike, are going to say. Oh,
there's no doubt.
Maybe he knew what was up with this team. The guy had 5 touchdowns last year. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. That was Mooney. Hold on. Get to Ray.
I think you're somewhere in the right ballpark. I want to say 600 yards.
Well, no, it's a big difference. One touchdown, but he had, 650 yards receiving?
Probably something like that. And also, don't forget that Ray does have a little bit of background in returning kicks, which is another thing that we look at Jamal Agnew
and maybe that
year.
But just when you have an area, see, this is why when guys say to me, why don't you trust Raheem? I don't know what's up with Ray, if there's a legitimate person. Look, if you tell a coach or a supervisor to go blank himself, you're gone. Okay, yeah. There's no place for that.
Yeah.
I know because I've said it to my supervisor, a supervisor would go.
I've seen it happen more times than you can realize.
And I got suspended. It happens. You got to be a chain of command. But because of the nature of how dysfunctional the receiver core is now, that's why it becomes an intriguing, you know, point for a lot of listeners out there.
Yeah, and I think that I think this ties back into, Mike, in my opinion, this ties back into the entire conversation we're having today about Raheem Morris and about how Arthur Blank feels about Raheem Morris. If there was something legitimately that happened with Ike Hilliard and Ray McLeod and everything going on behind the scenes in the wide receiver room, and Raheem Morris, if he meets with Arthur Blank and he goes, Arthur, we don't have any receivers. Drake's hurt. Ray's not here. You remember when I told you what happened with Ray
right.
in week three and with Ike Hilliard? You're aware of the situation. And then maybe all of a sudden Arthur Blank has got his back and is like, yeah, you couldn't control that, man. We had to get rid of that guy.
Right.
Well, there's no telling. And I say
that's one possible outcome.
I know. And I say all that just from having been a guy, been inside these locker rooms where I've heard players go off on coaches and I've heard players do things that you can't come back from. I can't tell you how many times in college, Mike, that I'd see an injury report where a guy had a twisted ankle. And it would be he got drunk and stepped off a curb. You know, all of a sudden that ankle's dislocated. And he got rolled up in practice. Is that a practice thing?
Well, that's
like, no, he was hammered Saturday.
I always tell that to the audience because people see things. They'll see something on Twitter. You know, and again, you got to consider the source. But you see it in black and white. So all of a sudden, boom, now it's got, oh, that happened.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, now it's boom. Yeah. People are buying it as reality. I do know this. Ray had his best year last year. Ike Hilliard coached the wide receivers. Both guys are gone. We need help at wide receiver.
Badly.
Don't know what happened, but when your team is struggling, these little sidebar soap operas are kind of
they're going to grow legs, man. Right? They're going to grow their own identity. You're right.
Right. Hey, man, we'll dive into something. Mike brought up a funny story from last year I totally forgot about. We'll get into that and some guy talk. Also, a lot of folks feeling that this Utah thing is literally the ultimate Pandora's box for college football. We kind of scraped the surface on that. Dive into that next. Guy talk, Dukes and Bell with our man, Mike Johnson, filling in for Carl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.